I'm Josh Carey.
And I'm Chef Tom Jackson.
And you're listening to Cooking with Fire. But before we get started with today's episode, I want to let you know about another podcast from KMUW. It's called You're Saying It Wrong. Each episode, KMUW's Fletcher Powell has a conversation about language with Kathy and Ross Petras, the sister and brother team who literally wrote the book, You're Saying It Wrong. It's funny, it's informative, and it's just what barbecue aficionados need. Find the You're Saying It Wrong podcast and others at KMUW.org or wherever you get your podcasts. So, what are we cooking today, Tom?
Today we're going to be cooking up an East Coast classic, Johnny Cakes.
Let's get started.
This is Cooking with Fire, a global exploration of barbecue from KMUW.
Welcome to episode 64 of Cooking with Fire. Today we're diving into Johnny Cakes, a classic cornmeal cake that has been part of the culinary tradition of Native Americans for centuries.
Johnny Cakes are a quintessential dish from the East Coast, and not just from Florida to Maine. They are enjoyed from the Caribbean to Canada. And while each region has their own variation, the base recipe is the same. Add some ground cornmeal to boiling water, give it a good mix, and toss the resulting batter on a nice hot pan, and you have yourself a meal. But where did the dish come from, and what's with the name?
Johnny Cakes, commonly spelled with an H, but sometimes not, are simple yet delicious flat cakes of cornmeal and water. The batter is relatively watery, which leads to a nice thin cake that is perfect for stacking and snacking. While the recipes have changed over the years, Johnny Cakes have a long tradition up and down the East Coast of the United States.
Depending on where you are from, you may have heard them referred to as Journey Cakes, said to be named since they were simple to pack for a long journey, though I'm not sure I believe they have enough heft to withstand being tossed into an 18th century rucksack for a long horse ride through the forests of New England. The other possible origin for the name is the Shawnee Cake, said to be called such in reference to the Shawnee Indians, and the European settlers simply butchered the name and called them Johnny Cakes. But no matter which origin story is true, or if neither of them are, one thing we can agree on is that Johnny Cakes are delicious, and that's the end of that. Well, almost.
You see, there seems to be some argument as to the proper consistency of the batter and how thick the resulting cake should be. I myself prefer a thinner cake, something between a crepe and a pancake, thin enough to stack a few without the issue of them toppling over, but thick enough to have a good mouthfeel. And in Rhode Island, where Johnny Cakes are something of a local delicacy, you'll find that most people agree with me. Well, that is unless they live in the part of the state where the cakes are cooked to a thicker, fluffier consistency. I mean, who knew that a state that's roughly the size of my favorite cast iron pan could draw such a heavy line in the sand over the thickness of a cornmeal cake? So much so that in the mid-1800s, their state legislature brought in cooktops and had the most popular Johnny Cake recipes of the day cooked so they could decide on the proper recipe for a Rhode Island Johnny Cake. Unfortunately, the resulting fistfight deprived future generations of any consensus on the matter.
Finally, the other big controversy in Johnny Cakes is whether or not wheat flour should be used in the recipe, and this seems to be solely based on regional preferences. In our research, we found that in the South, Johnny Cakes are commonly cooked with both wheat flour and ground cornmeal, but the further north you go, you'll find no wheat flour in the final dish. Today, since we're going to be topping our Johnny Cakes with pulled pork and a black pepper honey, I opted for a modern Carolina Johnny Cake recipe that includes a little something for everyone. Flour, cornmeal, buttermilk, eggs, water, and more.
Now is the perfect time to cut out to Chef Tom in the ATBBQ.com Teaching Kitchen and get started on today's recipe.
All right, well, we're going to jump right into what is really a very simple recipe for these Johnny Cakes. Of course, not quite as simple as it was in the 1700s when there were only a couple of ingredients. Of course, we have modernized it a bit. We've added a few extra ingredients to really enhance the Johnny Cake. So I'm just going to start with a mixing bowl. We're going to start throwing ingredients together. We'll start off with a couple of eggs. We got two eggs here. I'm just going to beat those real quick so everything mixes in easily. We're going to add to that our buttermilk and a bit of water. And of course, we'll have all of the precise measurements for you at KMUW.org. We'll add to that our cornmeal and some self-rising flour. We'll also have a couple tablespoons of sugar. And last, some fresh corn. Well, technically it's frozen corn, but as it warms up and cooks in that griddle, you get this really nice little flavor burst, adds a little extra moisture, great for the texture. I'm just whipping all of this together now with a whisk. We're going to mix it just until everything's incorporated and there are no dry spots. And it's as easy as that. Now, we're not going to be cooking on a rock today. We're going to be cooking in a cast iron skillet. So we'll get the flame going under the skillet. It's warmed over, about a medium heat. You can adjust this depending on what type of cookware you're using. You just want to make sure it doesn't scorch and leave the inside raw. And at the same time, you want to be able to get a little bit of browning on the outside. All right, so I'm getting a little bit of oil into our hot skillet. I'm going to portion about 2 ounce portions of our Johnny cakes. You could go smaller, you could go bigger, whatever you like to do. This is sort of a medium size. And at this point, this is just like cooking a pancake. Kind of going to wait for those bubbles to show up on the surface, for the bottom side to be a nice golden brown color before you flip and finish getting that golden color on the opposite side. These Johnny cakes are a really great base for other flavors. Today we'll be serving them topped with some leftover pulled pork. You could use our Carolina pork shoulder recipe that we did in a previous episode. That would work great on top of here. You don't need to do meat at all. We also are going to have a black pepper honey, a nice trick that our buddy Eric Gephardt showed us. He's a chef with Kamado Joe, another grill company, kind of turned us on to this southern specialty of black pepper honey. That was new to us here in Kansas before Eric came along. So savory, sweet, it kind of does it all, which is what makes the Johnny cake a great base for a meal either in the morning or in the evening. All right, guys, the last of our Johnny cakes are coming out of the griddle. I've also got some of our leftover pulled pork just crisping up in there. Again, you can check out that recipe that we've done in a previous episode. I'm sorry, there's not much more to share with you, but this is a truly simple recipe. I've been snacking on these as I make them, and I just can't stop. Fantastic flavor. Give it a shot. Thanks for listening.
That does it for today's episode. Let us know if you cook this recipe and email us at cookingwithfirepodcast@gmail.com to let us know what else you'd like us to feature on the show.
And as always, visit kmuw.org to get the full recipe for this week's cook.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. This allows us to reach more listeners. And join us next time as Chef Tom cooks up a classic New Orleans sandwich, the muffaletta.